Tens of thousands gather in Oslo to mourn Norway's King Harald V. By Breitbart London on August 29, 2026. Oslo, Norway, AP. Tens of thousands of mourners paid their respects to Norway's King Harald V on Saturday, placing flowers and condolence cards outside the royal palace in Oslo a day after the monarch died at 89. A sea of colorful flowers covered Slottsplassen, the square in front of the palace, as a steady stream of Norwegians filed past. A palace gardener removed some bouquets on the south side of the palace to keep pathways clear, Norwegian broadcaster NRK reported. Palace workers also collected cards soaked after a nightly downpour and dried them to preserve the mourners' messages for posterity, NRK reported. Across the country, churches and city halls opened specially on Saturday so people could light candles, write down their thoughts about the deceased king in condolence books. The coffin arrived at the Royal Palace Friday evening from the National Hospital in Oslo where Harald died. "It's special, intimate, and lovely. I'm placing my right hand on my chest in gratitude to him and the royal family," Roni Ervik, 46, told NRK as he paid his respects. He said he was also paying tribute to the late king on behalf of his family, who are from Western Norway. Harald V died Friday morning and his 53-year-old son, Crown Prince Haakon, became King Haakon VIII. Haakon adopted the motto "All for Norway," which dates back to his great-grandfather. His wife became Queen Mette Marit, while his oldest child, Ingrid Alexandra, became crown princess and heir to the throne. Haakon is well acquainted with his royal obligations. As his father aged and his health declined in recent years, he stepped in as the country's regent on several occasions. Later Saturday, a choir was expected to sing in the royal palace square. The new king was also scheduled to hold audiences with the Speaker of Norway's parliament, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and the presiding bishop of the Lutheran Church of Norway, with Crown Princess Ingrid Alexandra also expected to attend, NRK reported. Haakon is expected to address the people of Norway in his first speech as king either later Saturday or in the coming days. His tasks in the near future will include shoring up support for the monarchy following controversies over his wife's past contacts with deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his stepson's rape conviction. A date for the funeral has not been set, but the country is officially in a state of mourning and some people decided to postpone celebrations such as weddings and baptisms until after the mourning period has passed, NRK reported. Norway's monarchy has old roots, tracing its origins to King Harald Fairhair in the 9th century. When Norway regained its independence from Sweden in 1905, three-quarters of voters in a national plebiscite approved restoring the monarchy. Today, the role is largely symbolic as power lies with an elected parliament. But the country's royal family retains celebrity and a role in promoting the wealthy nation around the world. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.